Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rota. Our guest today is Lita Scheintaub, co-owner of the popular Dosa Kitchen food truck in Brattleboro, Vermont, and co-author now, along with her husband, Nash Patel, of the book Dosa Kitchen, Recipes for India's Favorite Street Food. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So you include recipes in this book for dosas that range from a cream cheese lox and caper dosa to a pineapple upside down dosa. So first, just talk to our audience a little bit about what a dosa is and what makes it such an adaptable food.
A dosa is a fermented rice and lentil crepe, and it's eaten by millions of South Indians every day. It's typically a breakfast food, and it's served with a masala dosa is the standard dosa in South India. It's a spiced mashed potatoes. And so it's kind of synonymous with dosa in India. But we've taken the dosa and made it, it really is adaptable. It's gluten-free, it's dairy-free, it's really delicious. It has kind of a sourdoughy taste. And we like to say that just about anything you put between two slices of bread, you can put into a dosa. So we've used it as a jumping off point for our book. There are a bunch of traditional recipes from Nash's family, and there are also some hybrid recipes and totally non-traditional recipes as well, like we do a falafel dosa that's not even traditional falafel. It's made from nuts and seeds, and it's baked rather than fried, and people don't seem to be able to tell the difference. And we have the dosa dog, which is our own creation, that is a local hot dog wrapped in a thick dosa, and we make our own mustard, we ferment it, and we make a masala sauerkraut. It's a sauerkraut with Indian spices and Grafton cheddar cheese, and we wrap that all up in the thick dosa. So one and only dosa dog. So we like to have fun with the dosa, and the dosa is either, there's a classic dosa, which is thin and crispy, and if people have seen pictures of dosa or have had them in a restaurant, they're often really huge, like 32 inches. They go up to 5 feet. It can get really crazy. They have competitions to do the biggest dosa in India. But then there's a thicker, smaller dosa pancake. It's called an uttapam, uttapam. So that's an easier one to accomplish when you're starting out making dosas. That you make it in a similar way to making an American-style pancake.
You mentioned that dosas are a fermented food. Can you talk a little bit more about that and kind of how that works?
Yeah, so the fermentation, it's a wild fermentation because there's no starter. No starter is required. It's you soak rice and lentils. It's a lentil called urad dal. It's a split urad dal. It's a type of lentil that you can get in Indian grocery stores and some supermarkets and food co-ops. And we also use chana dal, which is made from chickpeas, and that helps with the browning of the dosa. So the fermentation process is just soaking those elements and then grinding them into a batter and then putting it in a warm place to ferment for about 8 hours. It depends on the temperature in your kitchen, what time of year it is. But we like to put ours in the oven with the oven turned off, but with the viewing light on. And that keeps it at about 90 degrees, which is ideal for making dosas. And it's funny, in India, Nash's mother didn't know that dosa actually was fermented, because she's like, it's not fermented. We just leave it out and then it's ready. So they didn't even think about that as fermentation. It's just so warm there that it ferments naturally.
And what are some of the snags that first timers might run into when they're starting to make dosas? And what kind of troubleshooting tips do you find are generally helpful?
Where most people get tripped up is in making the pancakes themselves. And that's why we suggest starting making smaller, thicker ones, and then gradually going thinner and thinner. We recommend using a cast iron low-sided skillet, which you can get in a hardware store for $20. So you don't need special equipment. If you have an electric griddle, you can use that as well if you want to make bigger ones. But sticking to the pan and not getting the right size or the not getting them thin enough. Those are tend to be the bigger problems. We have a whole troubleshooting section in the back as designed to answer every question that we've been asked so far on making dosa batter. And just as an aside, if you live in a city that has an Indian grocery store and you're not a DIY kind of person, or you don't have a lot of time, you can buy prepared dosa batter and it's fermented. You find it in the refrigerator section. And we've never had a prepared dosa batter that we didn't like. So we don't want to intimidate people that they can't make all the curries and the chutneys and everything in our book unless they make their own dosa batter. So that's something people can check out.
You give lots of recipes for these really innovative and creative dosas, but you also include lots of flavor combinations and ingredients that are more traditional to Indian cuisine. Can you talk about a few of those and maybe some of your favorites from the book?
Sure. So the more traditional ones, they come from Nash's family mostly, family and friends. We use a bunch of spices. The book has pictures of all the spices we use. Cumin seeds, curry leaves, cinnamon, cardamom, coriander, fennel, black mustard seeds, star anise, black peppercorns, cloves, fenugreek, tamarind we use, red chili powder, turmeric. We have red and green chilies. The red chilies would be the dried chilies and the green chilies would be the fresh. Ginger garlic paste is a key ingredient. And a few other spices. Garam masala is a spice mix that we make and we have a recipe for in the book. So those are basic South Indian spices, and they are used often in a tempering, which has nothing to do with chocolate in this case. It's heating oil to a high temperature and adding the spices one by one and blooming them and getting all the maximum flavor out. And then you add that to a curry dish at the end. And that's one of the ways that South Indian food distinguishes itself in using the tempering. And some of the traditional recipes, our favorite, Nash and I have a shared favorite. It's one that his mom, Marion, taught me how to make when I was in India with Nash last time. It's the ginger chili beef fry dosa. And this one actually doesn't have a lot of ingredients in it. It has a thick onion base. Lots of onions cooked till they're almost caramelized. And then the beef is cooked with it in a pressure cooker. Here in our book, we use it on the stovetop because a lot of people don't have pressure cookers. And then there are julienne pieces of ginger that are cooked into it toward the end. So they impart their flavor, but they stay crisp. And it's just a great, thick, slightly sweet, spicy sauce, and it's called fry, and we put fry in quotes because it's not fried. It just means in their terminology that there's less sauce rather than as opposed to a soupy kind of gravy.
What made you decide to start a dosa truck in Brattleboro, Vermont, and what was the reception like, and how were people responding?
Well, we moved here in 2009. I was following a dream. I'm from New York, and I always wanted to see what it was like to live in a smaller place where people knew your name and when you walked into the bank and the post office. And I randomly found Brattleboro, and I fell in love with it, and I was dreaming about it for years. I would come for a month at a time and bring my work with me. And finally, I brought Nash here after we met. We met in 2007, and by 2009, we decided to move here and just to follow my dream. And I can work from anywhere because I write cookbooks for a living, actually. So Nash had a job. He had some jobs in food. He was more front of the house and he did more production, and he wanted to do something more creative. So instead of going all out and doing a restaurant right away, we decided to try a food truck and introduce our way of cooking to Vermont, and it's the first dosa place in Vermont. And the reception has been really good. It's taken a while. New Englanders, or probably most people, I should say, are slow to accept new things. Once they started to understand what the food was like and how it's not We don't do chicken tikka masala. We don't do saag paneer. Once in a while, we do saag paneer. We don't do samosas, like, where the food is different. And the people who, our biggest following are people who are really in the local vore community. We have a lot of people who really care about where their food comes from. And we use a lot of local farms for our produce. We don't use factory farm meat. We wanted to share the kind of eating that we enjoy at home, and people really appreciate that.
What advice would you give to other folks who are hoping to start a food business? What were some of the maybe moments where you realized how you could have done something differently, or things that really helped keep you motivated?
Well, that's a good question. I would say watch the movie Chef, which everyone asks us if we've seen that. And there's actually an Indian version of it we haven't watched yet. And then after that, you'll realize that there's a lot more to it than dreaming about it. And there's a lot of finances to go over, and the margins can be really small. And you have to deal with weather all the time, especially if you're in New England, where we're only open half of the year.
What do you think is next in the works for you and Dosa Kitchen and Nash? And what do you hope to teach people next about Indian cuisine?
Well, we have a lot of recipes in our files for recipes that we've come up with that we didn't include in the book. We'd love to do another book that combines our two culinary worlds and our love for farm to table eating. So we'll see how that goes.
Lita, thank you so much for talking with us today and for sharing all of this with us. It's such a beautiful book.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I wanted to mention, if people want to check out the Dosa recipe before they buy the book, they can go to our website, and the recipe is right off there. And it's dosakitchen.com. It's our website.
Perfect. So check out the website, dosakitchen.com, and also check out the book, Dosa Kitchen, Recipes for India's Favorite Street Food. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.